proud of you of the work that you guys have put in this world?
Real proud of. A lot of guys got better. I can see that. I can honestly say everybody's trying their best, and we look good going into the fall.
You have some changes in the running back room this year. Notably, you're going to be starting the year healthy, but you also added a few guys. How's the room look now that you're almost done with spring practice?
It looks good. Everybody, like I said, continuously got better. The young guys are looking good, you know, making minor mistakes now. And that's all you can ask for in the spring. I mean, the fall is going to be way harder for them. They got to really lock in then, so I'm just glad they're doing it now.
How much are you talking to them about what fall's going to be like?
Nah, I haven't talked to him much about it, but Coach Q keeps it in her mind for sure.
Good way to scout the defense is to ask somebody like you. How's this defense? How are they going to be?
Oh, they're going to be amazing. I mean, every year we have a great defense, and, you know, it's a lot of guys, young guys at that, stepping up and making plays, and I'm just like, man, our defense is just – it's just crazy to see guys leave and others fill the role and nothing change. And I honestly think, like, for the spring, I think this is the best spring I've seen the defense have in a minute. I mean, the secondary-wise, yeah.
What do you want to get out of Saturday's game?
You know, just go out there, have fun. I don't know what the – this is like my third, fourth one playing. I don't know, but just to go out there and have fun. Nothing too crazy.
You unfortunately had to sit out all of last season. How did that help you be better and more prepared heading into spring?
I was just getting the playbook. I knew the playbook inside and out, but just like understanding it and explaining it to others, I think that helps you learn it even more. And like, I know the playbook at the back of my head. I can explain anything you need me to the young guys, and it's helpful for them also. So,
when coaches and players go their separate ways, it takes leaders to emerge and keep everybody on track. How stacked with leadership is this group right now heading into a time when you have to be away from the coaches?
Oh, we're stacked. I mean, you got the biggest guy we listen to is Cam Rising, and Cam does a great job of speaking up. And you got other guys falling in place like myself. You got Crane A. Reed. You got Brant Keithy. We all try to do our due diligence and help that out and make sure we're all on the same track.